Lacheshek. Sister Aisha had another question, and it's regarding her father-in-law. He wants the money. He needs some money to marry off part of the family, I believe a daughter. She says that he's asked my husband for this money. Now, the husband has the money, but the only reason he's hesitant is because he knows he's going to be spending it on certain items of the wedding which are un-Islamic. He doesn't really want to give this money because of what the father is, his father is going to do. She also says her father will go and borrow the money from somebody else if he won't get this. As you know, it's a very difficult situation for the husband here. What's your advice for him, Sheikh?
Number one, the reward of lending money to those who are in need is even greater than the reward of the charity. Second, lending those who are in desperate need, especially if they are family members, is greater than lending to strangers. Third, among the greatest ways of spending in nowadays life is supporting a couple who want to get married. Supporting, establishing a new Muslim life through marriage. This is one of the greatest causes that I encourage every Muslim to spend. I even encourage Muslims who go to perform Hajj every year because Allah has blessed them with plenty of wealth, that maybe you can skip 1 year and sponsor a few young men who want to get married. With this amount of money that you're spending, you can support and sponsor their marriage. It is one of the great causes of spending. So now you can give this money hoping for the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and meanwhile give an advice to the father to avoid what Allah has prohibited, especially during the marriage parties and ceremonies.
Okay.